This is the Late to the Party podcast. I'm your host, Torin. Welcome to the party.
Never change on my folks, you know how boys is. Got them things with a low, wise pull up straight swings with your legs on the hole. All this money in the world, it's a shame to go broke. Everybody got dreams, some just aiming too low. If fame is the goal, we can't get along. I aim to be paid, I aim to be great. Every day, all day, young and swing in my braids. Oh shit, pop champagne till it breaks. Oh, ball our ways till we came to the grave. We'll be rich, we were made to be this. Back in praise with a gift that just can't be dismissed. Oh shit, it's Kamaya. Please retire. High girl set the city on fire. I've been broke all my life. Now I wonder, how does it feel to be rich? How does it feel to be rich? Oh, I done worked all my life. Now I wonder, how does it feel to just live? How does it feel to just live? Oh, everybody want money, want the fame and the clothes. Everybody losing friends, people change when they grow. To be known in the game, I've been waiting.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? That was Kamaya. How does it feel? What's been happening, man? What's going on? It's been a hot minute. This podcast went from being like a semi almost weekly podcast to being just whenever I can get to it podcast. Life been hitting me. Just between work, school, traveling, all this other stuff that I'm doing, it's just been a lot. So I'm just trying to do the podcast whenever I can get to it. You know, hopefully. Of course, my phone goes off. I thought I put on silent. I will. Let me see if it was something important. Nah. Oh, but the Cavs put 50 up on the Warriors in the first quarter. Go ahead with y'all bad selves. Acting like y'all want to go to Golden State, knowing damn well y'all don't want to go to Golden State. Nah, man, but I've been good, man. Just this past week, I started summer school, and I enjoy learning. I do not enjoy learning with other people present. Because they get on my nerves. And it's not necessarily, like, it's not that people ask stupid questions, because there's no such thing as a stupid question unless you just weren't listening and then, you know, whatever. But I have a few people in my class who find it necessary to have some kind of smart remark or some kind of clever quip or something that they want to throw at the professor, you know, every couple minutes. And my professor gets distracted and he starts talking about all kind of other stuff. And I don't know if the other students like enjoy that, if they want him to get off track. I don't. Look, doc, I need you to give me this information so I don't have to go home and read this book. Give me everything that you can that I can write down. Because once I write it down, I got it. I don't really want to go. I don't want to read a government book. For who? For what? I know how many people are in the House. I know how many people are in the Senate. I know how checks and balances work. I remember all that stuff. I'm showing up in class because I got to be there. I don't know. This was my issue before. Prerequisites. I don't like them. I can do without them. But yeah, man, it's like people can't be quiet and just listen. Like, you heard that silence? Like, that was beautiful right there. That was beautiful. Like, they just can't do that in class. They have to have some kind of remark. And it just throws everything off. And I find myself getting frustrated in class. And I really don't want to. I'd rather just go there, relax, learn what I can learn, go home, maybe read a little bit, and, you know, get ready for the next day. But, you know, we got to spend an extra 20, 25 minutes learning about how John Kennedy got elected, learning about Richard Nixon cursing a lot and using racial slurs. I see how it can be fascinating to someone who has never heard this stuff before, but dog, come on. Like, I just want to go home. I start work at 4 a.m. in the morning, and then I go to class. I get off work about 3, and then I go to class at like 6, and I get out about just before 8 o'clock. By the time 6:30 comes, I am ready to go. I need to get out of here. I need to go to sleep. But we're not going to get out before like 7:45, which is fine with me. That's not a problem. I just don't like wasting time. And I don't know if they do it on purpose, if they try and distract the professor, who knows? But I know it's getting on my nerves. And I feel a buildup in my spirit. I feel it's going to boil over at some point. And I need to do whatever I can to keep that from happening. Because, I don't have time to be arguing with no, you know, young people. That's not what I want to do. Yeah, but other than that, man, like, you know, everything's been cool. My nephew came in town. My oldest nephew came in town last weekend. And I got to hang out with him. It's been a while since I was able to see him. Because he comes in and out of Houston every once in a while, but it's often just like boom, boom, and he's gone. And so this time I got the barbecue. Nothing fancy, just like chicken and burgers and some links and stuff like that. So, but it was still good though because I barbecued. That's really the main reason why it was still good. Yeah, man, we had a good time. They played Heads Up. It was my sister and her two sons, my dad, and my sister-in-law and my wife. We were all, you know, just hanging out. I got to have a good, you know, just regular conversation with my dad and just kind of hang out with him and catch up. My sisters and my wife, they played Heads Up, you know, the phone game, like on Helen, where, you know, it's like kind of like charades almost, set with a twist. And then we went swimming, and, you know, it was just a good day. We had the boom box. Like, my youngest nephew has an actual boom box. So we had the boom box by the pool. You know, we were swimming and playing music and having a good time. There was some other people by the pool barbecuing. But I didn't know them, so, you know, I don't speak to people, so whatever. Other than that, man, it's been great, man. I've just been living life. Hope everything's been well with you all. If not, I hope everything gets better. And if everything's going great, I hope you continue on the good path. Yeah, man, but that's about it, man. I've just been chilling, man. Just been trying to get this school thing going and try and finish it. Sheesh. I'd be more than a god in my dreams. It's wishful thinking. I sleep more than I need to. I drink more on the weekend. I eat all meat but fish. I keep my niggas with me. I see sharks in the water. I fiend for marijuana. I pray for all my homies. I'm lying, at least I try. I say that she's my only, but got you on my mind. Today I'm only human, but know that when I die, my grave gon' be my music. My soul is living through it, baby. Take care of the family that you came with. We made it this far and it's amazing. People drowning all around me, so I keep my squad around me. Keep it in the family that you came with. Keep enemies close, you know the basics. People crowded all around me. I guess it's all about me. We getting checks in the mail, I don't know if you could tell. Stacking this bread on the shelf, stacking my bread on the shelf. I see you mad at yourself, I see them mad at themselves.
I am crying for help, I am crying for help. Don't be mad if I switch up, my good taste got me this much. Too sweet for your taste buds, I seen you sleeping, ho, wake up. They know what sauce was, till we served it all for that tonka. Drizzled all on your lobster, put shame to your roster. Me broke, girl, dream on, my team on, my weed strong. Need more what we own, my league always deep one. Weed ball all season, Kobe's on my feet, bruh. Pay attention on me, bruh. Pay me my fee, bruh. You see answers to questions about me. It's in my music. You preach about revolution and dreams. I really do this. I lead by my example. I see fame as a nuisance. I don't take it for granted. But goddamn it, sometimes I can't stand it.
You sure?
Take care of the family that you came with. We made it this far. Amazing. People drowning all around me, so I keep my squad around me. Keep it in the family that you came with.
Yeah, so that was Sid. It's All About Me. Yeah, man. So I don't know, not much been going on. It's been way too long for me to talk about what did you miss. I ain't got time to be going through all that stuff. I ain't got time to be going through the Moab being dropped, all this stuff that Donald Trump been doing, man. I don't even know if I really want to talk about it, so I'm not. I can talk about me going back to the gym. Oh my God. I thought my muscles was gonna fall off. No joke. Thought I was a goner. No, actually, it wasn't that bad. It was cool. I took it easy, you know, starting back. Like, my fitness goal is to, I just want to lose weight right now. Really, that's what I need to lose weight and tone up. That's my main focus right now. And, I'm not going in there and killing myself because, like I said, I'm just starting back. It's been a while since I worked out consistently. And because of that, like, I didn't want to go back in there and hurt myself. I just wanted to take it easy and just kind of work my way up, get back into a rhythm. And I decided I wanted to try and vary it up this time. Most time I just, like, lift weights, maybe play a little basketball. That's about it. But recently, I learned how to swim maybe about 6 months ago. So I've been swimming a few times, just like in a lap pool, going back and forth as best I can. My swimming technique is not the greatest. So so I don't really make it all the way to the end in one try. But, you know, whatever. I get there. I went jogging like about a mile and a half. I run to these train tracks that's down the street from the apartments and back. And I've just been doing other stuff, just kind of changing it up so I don't get bored. I got on the treadmill and ran a little bit, which is, like, for me, running is so pointless. I get it. You know what I mean? I get, you know, cardio and burning fat and all that other good stuff. Like, no, I get it. But the physical act of running without a destination is like running just to run, just it doesn't do it for me. So the treadmill has been my biggest foe when it comes to the gym. But I think they're running outside and running to, you know, to train tracks and running to a certain spot or something like that, trying to get to a destination, will help me out a lot. But the gym I go to, so I like to shoot basketball. I am not a good basketball player. I'm not going to front. For who? For what? Because the thing is, if I get on here and say that I'm a good basketball player, and then, like, I run into somebody and say, hey, you want to go hoop? And then we go, and they realize that, you know, somewhat trash. You know, I ain't got time to be getting clowned. I'm just going to be honest with you. Basketball is not my main sport. I grew up playing football. But I don't know anywhere where I can go run up on a flag on, like, a pickup football game or something like that. I can always go to the gym and hoop. And so that's what I do. So at the gym I go to, in the basketball court, like there's this AC vent that's leaking. And ever since I've been going there, well, ever since I started back going there, because I had my membership for a while, but wasn't really active, you know what I mean? And so when I started going back, I went in there and like the basketball court had this, had like buckets, like in the corner, like where the corner three would be. And it was just water in the bucket. It was dripping from this big AC unit. And so I'm like, oh man, that's crazy. I'm like, I hope they get somebody to come fix that. Months later, I go back. I get ready to go in there and play basketball. Same thing. I'm like, nah, I can't do it. I can't be out here slipping. I got work. I got stuff to do. I can't be out. Like, at this, I know I talk about being at this age and falling a lot, but that's a legit fear for me. I'm just not trying to bust my ass at this age. Not anymore. I just can't do it. Don't want to do it. But thing is, it's 24-hour fitness. It's like y'all can't get the AC fixed. Like, what's happening? Like what's really going on where y'all got, you got people in there in the basketball, just shut the basketball court down if y'all can't get it right. If it's going to be water on the floor, just shut the basketball court down, man. Because I'm sure somebody done got in there, slipped in that water, hurt themselves, something else like that. Ain't going to be me, though. I'm not getting clowned. Forget that. Pop a perky just to start up. Pop it. Pop it. Pop two cups of purple just to warm up. Two cups. Drink. I heard your bitch, she got that water. Splash. Drip. Drip. Woo. Splash. Ay. Slippery. Whoa. Excuse me. Please me. Please. I'm up. Oh, believe me. Believe me. Believe me. Get beat. Beat. Cause I'm flexing Rory. Scott. You can bet on me. Hey, hey, hey. Tater tot. Fuck niggas on my radar watch. Watch him crack a die. Hunter. Turn him to some gator shots. Ice dot watch. Ice. Round, round. 10 o'clock. Ride round, get the down, think it's 3 o'clock. 3, 4 o'clock, 4, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. Five. I'm gon' pop. If I don't, I'm back to the pots. Whip. I got rocks. Rocks, big bells, big arms. Summit gun, come out and play, let's have fun. Yeah. Big scales. Scales, fish scale, big weight. Fish. Iceberg, ice, ice tray, ice tray. Woo, plug call. Call. Try the front, I don't need it. Brr. I don't need it. Brr. Pocket strong, wrist anemic, strong. Get freezing. Freezing. Young nigga, pay your deedus. Grandma, grandma, auntie Epic, auntie Nisa, Nisa. Uncle Bo, Bo, auntie Greta, sir, you Perkins. Greta. Auntie Eva, if she got a pound, she might just serve it. Pop a perky just to start up. Pop it, pop it, pop two cups of purple just to warm up. Two cups, drink. I heard your bitch, she got that water. Splash.
Numbing me, that tongue on me. Honestly, she fought with me, a wife to be. White in Italy, bought her fur, look like the wildebeest. Just chill with me.
Alright, that was Slippery by the Migos. You see what I did there? I was talking about falling, and then I played Slippery, you know, by the Migos. You know, because it was, you know, Slippery. And the water. Okay, you'll catch it later. It's fine. It's fine. So look, man, I had McDonald's the other day for the first time in a long time. It's been a while since I had McDonald's. And I stopped going there for a good reason. It was trash. The only thing that was good was the high C orange. And, you know, as y'all know, they're about to get rid of that. So, I don't know, man. Fast food just isn't for me anymore. Except for Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is bae. Chick-fil-A is love. Have y'all had that that watermelon mint lemonade that they have? If you haven't, you know, go taste a little bit of heaven. yeah, man, but no, I went to McDonald's and I got the same thing I've been getting from McDonald's for, you know, I don't know, 20 years. I got the Texas Homestyle Burger. Essentially, it's just like a burger with spicy mustard on it. That's all it is. But Yeah, man, I got it and it just didn't taste right. The fries weren't right. Nothing about it was good. I mean, the fries were hot. Everything was hot and everything was probably the best it could have been, but it just did not taste good to me anymore. And you know, I'm okay with it. At the end of the day, man, I don't need to be eating that stuff anyway. And if it doesn't taste good to me anymore because I've gotten used to eating better quality food, then that, I'm fine with that. I can cook my own burger. I sound like somebody's mom or dad. I sound like someone's parental figure. I can make a better. I sound like a grandparent. I can make a better burger than McDonald's. Next thing you know, I'm going to be asking people if they got McDonald's money. I should just start asking random strangers that. Nah, I don't like talking to people. I'm past it, man. And I guess that means it's just the end of an era. RIP McDonald's, you served me well. You served us all well. So I think I'm going to get a romper. And there's nothing you can do about it. Yeah. I mean, I have nice legs. When I did work out, I used to squat a lot. Not a lot of weight, but I squatted often because that was like my strong thing that I can do. So I just squatted all the time. And so, as a result, like, I have nice legs. You know what I mean? Like, I have romper quality legs. And, I ain't getting no romper. It's not for me. But, like, when the romp him or male romper or whatever you want to call it came out, the jokes were hilarious. I mean, just the memes, I found it hilarious that a lot of the women like flipped the way that men talk to them on the street and were just kind of demonstrating how it is and talking to some of the men, and it was all of it was funny to me. But from the moment I saw it, I knew there was going to be an expiration date on how long it was going to be funny. And that came as soon as like the homophobic jokes started coming and homophobic statements. It's always been odd to me that certain styles of clothing, certain mannerisms, certain whatever, how you speak, how you talk, how you walk, whatever, people assume someone's sexuality because of the way that they move or talk or act or anything like that. And that always was weird to me because, you know, people they grow up different ways, they experience different things, they have different influences. But when it came to the rompers, I knew it was going to take a turn, and it started being like, it started going from like innocent, you know, like funny, actual funny jokes to statements like, you know, if you wear a romper, you gay. Or like that's gay, or you know, other derogatory terms and stuff like that. And I just don't get why people are so concerned with other people's sexuality. Why people are so concerned with what people do, you know, in the privacy of their own homes, or hell, wherever they want to do it at. You know, why do you care what someone else does if it doesn't really affect you? Why do you use someone being gay and the term gay like it's a negative? Like there's some kind of negative connotation to it. It just doesn't, I mean, I don't understand it. I don't know. Masculinity is such a fragile construct. And I when I say that, I mean that in order to be considered masculine or to be considered manly, you know, in this society or in America or whatever, there's stereotypes that go along with that. You're supposed to walk a certain way, talk a certain way, carry yourself and display your emotions. Well, actually, you're not really allowed to display your emotions. The only emotion you're really allowed to display is anger. And what that does is it stifles people. It keeps people from being who they are. People are afraid of being, not people, men are afraid of being unmanly. And it's a lot of people who are out here fronting. And they front because they don't want to be looked at like they're less than. I mean, I think that's most of it. I mean, they're scared of being judged. And because they're scared of being judged, and because they don't have the emotional whatever, they don't know how to use their words to describe what they're feeling, or they don't even want to go into what they're feeling, a lot of people just attack. And they demean and they denigrate other people in order to make themselves feel better, make themselves look better. When the issue is inside of them. The issue is inside of this society that just doesn't allow people to be who they want to be without some sort of scrutiny. Without some sort of judgment. So, I mean, like, if you want to wear a romper, wear a romper. Who cares? Do what you want to do. And for those of you who participate in the shaming of people for enjoying different things or wanting to do different things than what you want to do, why do you do that? I mean, have you ever stopped and thought about what makes you want, like, what makes you react to things the way that you react to them? Is it you? Is it what you've been taught? Is it something that you fear in yourself? Like, what is it? I don't know. Just stop and think about how your words can affect other people and how you use someone's sexuality as a negative against them, how that makes them feel. How it makes you feel when someone uses something that you don't control or that you didn't have a choice in picking about yourself. How do you feel when someone downplays, or not downplays, how do you feel when someone targets that about you? At times I feel like I'm too empathetic, but I know that I prefer being empathetic rather than being, an asshole.
And some pain. It's a fact.
So in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Betty Shelby was acquitted for the, well, she was found not guilty in the murder of Terrence Crutcher. Man, I don't know, man. And then also just the other day right here, well, not in Houston, but just on the outside, on the outskirts of Houston, a man was choked to death by a deputy's husband. And the deputy, she showed up on the scene and she didn't try and stop her husband from choking him. She just let it happen and actually tried to obstruct other people from recording it. And it's just not surprising. Either one, Betty Shelby being found not guilty or just seeing an officer pull up to a scene where someone is literally being murdered in front of their eyes, and their first thought, no matter who it is doing the murdering, their husband, their whoever, their significant other, it doesn't matter. That person is killing someone, and your first thought is to try and stop people from recording it, and the other people around, their thought was to, instead of trying to pull this man off of him, to try and stop people from recording it. How do you just stand by and watch someone die? And then how do you, and actively participate in trying to cover it up? The man that was killed, his last name was Hernandez, John Hernandez. He was only 24 years old. The good news is that they have been indicted. They already bonded out. I'm not even sure they actually went into prison or went into like the population part of the prison. Both the husband and the wife, who's the deputy, both have been charged in John Hernandez's murder. I mean, that's a positive, but I don't know. There was a woman who got away with killing the man on camera. Why would anyone feel that there would be why should I feel like that there's going to be a conviction with this? It's the same thing over and over again. Black and brown lives just do not matter to some people. No matter the circumstance. No matter what, no matter what reason or lack of a reason, this country's initial thought is to protect whiteness at all costs. Rest in peace, Terrence Crutcher. Rest in peace, John Hernandez. I hope the justice is served this time. That's all. That's something. What else can you do? Just keep hoping that one day it's going to change. Keep speaking loudly. Keep voicing your opinion. Keep letting them know that they're wrong.
I'm a bad motherfucker and I don't mind that.
Pure dynamite.
Bye.
Until next time, I'll holla at y'all, man. And remember, it's alright if you late to the party, as long as you show up. Have a good one.
Been bullshitting, but I finally arrived with it. I know it's late and I took all year, but you can stop complaining, cause I'm finally here.